views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone, and I am Janice Underwood. You're listening to the Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore the topic of creating and what it really means to get energetically aligned with your goals. You know, every Monday we're here and we're talking about how you can create the life you really want. And I love having, you know, guests on who have done what you would like to do. So we'll have more of those people who are experts at what they do. And they're going to help you with tools. And of course, we've got our life creator system that will help you also give you some tools to create the life that you want. For real. You know, I haven't said that on the show yet, so I really, really want to say that. That actually came in when I was preparing for this show, when I was working with Dr. Pat and her team. And it's kind of an interesting story. You know, this radio show is exactly why we're going to do the process that we're doing today. This process has come about over many, many years. You know, my life, my self-growth journey, I like to tell people is, there's one moment in time that really shifted my entire life. And so I just call it the after NLP time frame. And what that means is it's after I graduated from NLP practitioner training. And NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And that was interesting how that came into my life. But I think I'll save that for another show when we're talking about synchronicities. And, you know, when we ask the universe to support us, how we can get things back in various ways. And so that's one of the things that I love about the work that I do is that I help people get very much aligned with what they say they want. And we do this in so many different ways. We do this energetically and we run it through our mind and we run it through our body and we practice having it. So this show is no different for me. You know, this is a creation, if you will, that's been many, many years in the making, I'm pretty sure. So the process that we're going to do today is really from that time frame, but it's been updated with more of the stuff that I've learned over the years and things that I've seen clients really enjoy. And then, of course, it's been optimized to give them results faster because, you know, if you've been on a growth journey, you know that it can be harder for those of us who go first, and then we can make it easier for other people. And that's what I love about my job. So this radio show is really sweet because what I teach people is you can ask for the what, you know, in a broad way, but let the universe delight you. See, I wasn't so good at that in the beginning. I was saying, I want this and I want it to look like this. And there's no problem doing that. In fact, in some of the early training that I had, that's exactly what we did. We set up a scenario that looked and felt a certain way. And then we were asking our mind to direct us to the moment when we know that we have that. So it's been really cool in a lot of ways to not only go through these processes, but update them now and also to share them with you. So let's talk about today's show, because today's show is given to you because I really do feel that this radio show is for you. It's about you. And it's given in the season of giving. So for a lot of people, there are holidays they're celebrating. And so I thought, wow, what could I offer people that would not only help them feel inspired as we're winding down the year, but also get them ready for setting goals or just thinking about some things that they might want to do in January. It's very often that in January we think about goals. So the process that we're going to be talking about today was actually one of the ones that I did every year for a few years in a meetup format to help people align themselves with their goals for the year. And then it was really nice to hear the stories afterwards of people going, wow, I wrote down a list, or I kept, you know, talking to my imaginary new boss and it happened. It happened in a month, or for some people a week, or other people 2 weeks. And so it was always really nice for me to hear that feedback. And so I'm really excited to share this with you, and I hope that it is a tool that you can have in the coming year. All right. So first, though, because boy, that energy just ran with me. I do want to take a moment and offer some gratitude. If those of you have been listening before, or you know, if you're new to this, I love setting up the show in the energy of gratitude. So what I'm really grateful today is my health. And I'm very, very grateful for the flexibility I have in my schedule. And of course, all of the people who support my business now. I have a team of amazing people. And, you know, that is something I didn't have last year. I was doing a lot of the stuff that I'm doing now on my own. And so I'm really grateful to have those people. So let's take a moment and just be grateful with one another. And you might think of some things that you've been grateful for in 2017. And then from this energy, I really was thinking a lot as I was preparing for this show today. And one of the things that came to mind was, you know, how I really understood about energy. And if you have joined us previously for the show that we did around wisdom from the other side, you'll know that death for me, the death process and sitting with people and doing breath work with people really helped me understand a lot more about the energy work that I was doing with people. Because the energy work that came in came behind neuro-linguistic programming and my hypnosis certification. And I never intended actually to do energy work. I always intended to help people with their mind. And I had tools to do that with. And so energy never really came into my awareness until, well, again, back to synchronicities, until certain things came into my life and moved me in that direction. And I would say even now, sometimes I'm still a reluctant energy practitioner. You know, it's just, it's great. I love it. And I'm good at it. But it wasn't quite on my path. And so my career has taken an interesting turn with that. And of course, I love what I'm doing now and enjoy sharing that gift with people. But I have to say, I do really still love the systems, helping people build systems, not only out of their work or their business environment, but also helping them understand that they themselves are a system. And so any chance I get to put that in my work, I do. So you're going to get the best of both worlds, because we're going to go through an approach today, but we're also going to add the energetic pieces to it. Because back when I did this process in the beginning, it didn't have the energy piece. Now it did, it was just at the subconscious level and I didn't really talk about it. You know, we all understand energy. We really do. And we understand that we pick up on certain vibrations around us and we understand how we feel when we are with other people. And so goals are no different. So we're going to treat goals today as if you are saying, I want to get into a new relationship with this experience. So just think about that for a moment, because oftentimes we think about goals only as things. We don't think about them as experiences for us. But if you lean into that, you'll understand that when you are deciding to take on a new relationship, and yeah, it can come with some, oh no, I don't want to do that, or ooh, relationships are heavy. It's not that way. It's really just that you are going to be dancing, if you will, with something new in your life. And goals are amazing because they give us hope. Especially as we roll into New Year's, we tend to use the New Year energy as a hopeful time, as a way to say, oh, I want something new and different this year, or what can I do better this year? And I still do it. I actually love doing a review in the fall and then setting my intention list. Sometimes I do it in December, sometimes I do it in January, and then oftentimes I'll look at it again in February. And it just helps me get excited. And if I need to, it helps me also get some resources early on in the year, like people to support me, or maybe my body needs additional help, you know, things like that. So that's how we're going to approach this goal setting today. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it means energetically to bring your ideas into form. Because when we think about goals, we're already thinking about the tangible objects. And sometimes we're focusing on the tangible objects of it. And we don't realize that the goal actually was an inspired idea first. Yeah, so it came from inspiration energy. It came to your mind. Maybe you saw something and you're like, wow, I want that. Sometimes it's just an inkling inside of us. For those of you who feel energy mostly in the body, like myself, you know, I'm more what we call kinetic or kinesthetic. I feel a lot of things in my body before I can get a visual of what it means. So we get inspiration in so many different ways, and that's often the time frame early on in goal setting that we don't nurture. We just think, oh, here's an idea, and now I'm going to try to match it to something in the world, and I'm going to bring it forth. But sometimes the energy needs some time to cook. You know, like those turkeys or hams that you cook during the holiday season? It needs some time. It needs some time to defrost and to marinate and also to cook. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the inspiration piece. We're going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk about bringing ideas into form and going through our process. You're listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzy Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back on the Janice Underwood Show, and today we are talking about bringing those ideas into form. So if you're like me, you probably get bombarded by ideas. And what I've learned over the years is that sometimes the ideas are not for me. Sometimes the ideas come to me, and maybe I'll see someone a couple hours later, and the idea is actually for them. And so that's always really fun too, because I have to take moments to discern whether I'm supposed to act on an inspiration, an idea, or if someone else is supposed to benefit from what I've, you know, what I've brought in. And this happens a lot when I work with clients, actually. I work very intuitively with clients. So sometimes even after our sessions, especially if I open up a permission loop is what I call it. If I ask them, hey, if I get more information for you, are you open to it? And they'll say sure or no. And if they're okay with it, I will actually get some information for them and I usually send it their way. So, playing in the world, as you can see, like I do intuitively, it can also be overwhelming. So there are a lot of times that I just say, no, I'm not open. We're not open for business today. I need, to rest, or I don't want to, be picking up on everything. And of course, when work is complete with a client, then it's, shutting out that intuitive guidance for them. So, it's a process. Everybody does this a little differently, but that's a little insight into how I do it. So, when we have inspiration, one of the things that I have learned energetically is that we want to honor the lightness of inspiration. So it's not tangibly in form yet. We can sense it and we can feel some of the energy, but I like to have people really spend time with the inspiration. So what this means is that we know that it's not as dense, which is great, because when we connect into the energy, we can actually start grounding it, if you will, in gentle ways in the beginning. And if you take the time to do this, you'll actually be able to understand. You'll be able to discern better whether it's your idea or someone else's. One of the biggest problems my clients come to me about is that they feel they have all these creative ideas, and they don't know where to start. And as we spend time with the energy and all of the ideas, then they begin to understand, oh, this is really the one I want to work on. So I like to talk to people about the idea of lightness and how thoughts, you know, we're so used to our minds going fast, so we forget that thoughts are also energy. They're also waves, if you will, and they guide us, and they also affect people around us and how we interact with people. And so we can't see them, so we don't know that they're there. And inspiration or ideas are exactly the same way, because most of us get them through our mind. I mean, that's how we make sense of, oh, that's what I should do in the world, right? I mean, that's how we get it. So if we take a step then from lightness, from just inspiration, just pure energy out there in the universe, and we bring it down one notch, then we're into thoughts. And then we start playing with it, depending on our education, our experience, what we want to do in our life, all that stuff. And then it starts moving down into our body. And then we start talking to it. We do. I don't know if you know this, but I talk to things all the time. No, just kidding. No, what really happens is that when we have an idea and it kind of moves from inspiration to thought, then what happens is we find it in our voice. We find it sitting in our throat. And in that energy center, we start talking to people about it, like, hey, I had this weird dream and da 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 da. And it's really interesting because you can't help it. It's like the energy wants to start moving out. Now, the interesting thing about that is that if we go too fast with that, we might actually commit to things that we don't want to do. And this is where I say, okay, what we want to do is it's in our throat energy. Let's move it down another notch, if you will, into the body. And now we're going to go into what a lot of people commonly call the heart area, that heart center. And that's where we're going to spend time with it. So you see, we've gone from very, very thin light energy to thought form energy to voice or throat energy. And now we're going to go into the body. Now, this is where people don't have a lot of fun. If you don't like to be grounded, this is no fun because you just want to like follow the energy and feel into it. But the body is slower. You know, for us to get information kinetically or kinesthetically, it's a lot slower for us. An example of this in the real, you know, in practical ways is that whenever I'm asked what I want to eat, it takes me a while to figure that out because I have to run it through my body. I have to, like, if someone says, do you want Mexican type food or do you want Asian food? I'm like, I don't know. Hold on. I'll be right back with you. And I literally have to not only run it through my mind, but I also have to run it through the body and see what it wants. It takes a little longer, but you know, most people who know me, they know they've got to give me a few seconds, if not a minute, to figure that out. But it makes me good at doing my work, right? So sometimes in practical life, we have to, you know, make it work as best as we can. So before I forget, I want to remind you that as one of your bonuses for this show, I have the handout that I'm using right now. It's like a worksheet, and it's also going through a lot of the information I'm telling you right now. And you can get that at realliferealchanges.com/energeticboost. And there you'll find it and you can download it and you can have it and print it. You can, when you print it, especially, you can write on it. So it's got some steps to it. And it would be really nice to have, you know, a way that you can look back on what you wanted or what you wanted to intend. So I always like that. I like to find things on my computer and go, wow, that project's done, or hey, that got created in this way. It's really neat. You know, that actually brings up a good point. I use the word created a lot. I think that we're moving from the word manifesting a little bit into creating. And I think they're slightly different vibrations. And so before we go on with some of this process, I actually want to talk about creating. What I learned in spending time with those who were dying and really honing in my skill as an energetic intuitive, what I understood was that these inspiration energies, the ideas that we get, well, for lack of a better way of saying this, they're sacred. They're creative force that's begging to be put in the physical world. And so I really started understanding that if we could take a moment and understand how special in that moment that inspiration is, that we will naturally want to guide it in a different way. It's like seeing a small child and wanting to nurture the environment around that child just a little slower instead of rushing, rushing, rushing. So when I started playing with teaching how to move things from inspiration into form, I really liked moving into the word creating. And with that came the understanding of having a more clear intention, making sure it aligns with us, making sure that, you know, we are in agreement in bringing it forth, because you don't have to. You can say, no, not for me. Go to another person who wants to ground that. And that's perfectly fine, by the way. There are some times in my journey, especially in building my business, that I'm like, yeah, I'm not ready for that. You think YouTube videos are the way to go? I'm not doing that right now. And, you know, you just wait until you're ready for that. So creating, you can probably, if you're used to the word manifesting, that's fine. But I think that creating, especially within the Life Creator system, gives you a different perspective. It means that you are actually saying, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be the steward, if you will. This is kind of where my shamanism comes in, is, yeah, I'm going to be a good steward to that idea, and I'm going to hold it and nurture it and bring it into form in the best and highest good for it and myself. And so now you can see where we're going into relationship and why I like to set up front the frame of being in relationship with inspiration. So this is probably an awesome time to take a break so that all of that can settle in your mind. It's a different way of looking at goals, but it's one of the most efficient ways that I found to bring what you want to create into your life. So we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Janice Underwood Show. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. And I hope by now you've downloaded your free energetic boost handout. If you haven't, you can go to reallifereallchanges.com/energetic boost. With that being said, let's go ahead and go through some of the process. There is a really cool nifty graph on the front that will give you a summary of what we just talked about as far as inspiration moving into form. And so just as a quick recap before we go into the process, once we get past the heart center, we move down into what I call the life force energy area of the body. You can notice this usually as your solar plexus. I like to tell clients it's between it's like right underneath the rib cage, and then it goes to maybe what we would consider the root center or the root chakra. And in that center is, to me, is where that will energy is. And what I've noticed in working with clients over the years is that if that area, that abdominal area through the digestion, if that area is not churning, it's probably a good word for it. If that's not moving well, people have a hard time talking. People have a hard time doing. And a lot of my clients, I was actually amazed at this fact when I started working with clients energetically. I couldn't believe how much time I would spend in that area and how much information we had stored in that area. It could be memories, experiences, it could be even our spiritual teachings, whatever we're learning, you know, they get stored there. And literally, I would know sometimes when a client was done, I would say 90% of the time, the client's whole digestion starts moving when we've integrated the change that they wanted. So that's always a really nice sign for me that, hey, we're done for now. So if we remember that we're bringing this light energy, it's not dense, and we're bringing it down. And the more we bring it down through our body, the more then we get information. This is why intuition and vibration become some of our creator senses naturally, because we're going to want to understand what the energy wants us to do. Now, we always have our own will, so you're going to want to mix the energetics that you're receiving from the inspiration with your own will. This is where in, you know, esoteric terms or teachings that you might get about, you know, spirituality or energy, they mention free will. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know about free will, like if that's the actual, those are the actual words to it, but I do know about will. And to me, will and inspiration need to go together. That's why we're here in physical bodies. And when they're in harmony, then we can bring something forth. Now, it doesn't mean that we might not struggle with it, because a lot of times we're, if you're like me, I'm oftentimes asked to stretch myself and do things that I haven't done before. Yay. Yeah. So it can be still difficult, you know, because you got to get yourself aligned with it. But this is why if you run it through your body first, you can decide before you even take any action. And especially if you want to move from one profession to another, you know, you might not want to take the big jump. In fact, for me, I didn't even know how I was going to make the transition from an engineering career into doing coaching. And it happened gradually. It actually happened over the course of 2 years. And to me, that makes sense, because I had this inspiration. I want to help people. I want to coach. I love NLP. I love this. I want to do this all day long, right? So that was the light, dense, oh, lovely inspiration. And it took me 2 years to really run that through it and understand what that meant, and then to start coaching people and start using it. In fact, some of the early coaching I did was as an engineer. I did it with my teams. And, you know, just a little bit here and there of, oh, well, what if I just offered them this perspective? Oh, can I help them understand if I use this process? And that's how this whole journey for me began. And so I often tell people that while the new energy of inspiration is exciting, we really want to take the time to move it through so that we can also get the flow states, right? The energy of the world around us to support us. And you probably know this by now, but if you don't, the universe will tell you, your environment, in other words, the people around you, your work environment, your home, even your bedroom will tell you whether or not you're aligned with something. So you never have to worry about that. If you're worried about it and you're trying to push against things all the time, I would recommend get into your body more with the energy, because you're probably not ready for it yet. Yeah, that's another thing that I find people struggle with. And me, myself, yes, I have a lot more patience than I used to, but boy, did I want everything tomorrow. I was like, I have this idea. I want to make it happen today. It's not often the case, especially when you're wanting to change your life in such big ways. So the life creator system and processes like, you know, this and our discussion today are all about aligning you so that you don't have to miss the opportunities that might come to you. And, you know, perhaps you can get aligned faster than 2 years or 10 years and really make the most of the opportunities that come to you. So that's the whole goal, if you will. Speaking of goals. All right. So within this process, now that you have the backstory of that, as you approach the process, you can imagine then that as you write down your goal, and I do like for people to write it down. So there's an area on your handout that will tell you, hey, what do you want? Write it down. It'll say, ask yourself this question, write it down. And you may already have an inspiration, so just go ahead and write it down. Like maybe it was, I want people to know the awesomeness of the color blue. Hey, whatever happened. Or you know, I want to work with horses in some capacity. Whatever it is, doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be in any of those forms, you know, that corporate likes to teach us, like the SMART goals and all this stuff, because we're playing with this a little differently. Now, as we move more towards grounding it, yes, that will naturally flush itself out. But right now, I just want you to like put down what you want. Like, what's that inspiration that you're getting? And if you're having a problem with that, because again, we can feel, we can feel constricted about asking for what we want, especially if it's an idea and we don't know if it's completely ours yet. But I always say, just be courageous and just declare it, because again, you're going to know if it's yours or not once you go through more of the process. All right. So I always say, go ahead and put it down as positive as you can. But if you have to start out in a negative way, that's fine too. We just don't want to ground the negative energy. So sometimes people say, I don't want to be in debt anymore. And that's fine too. Like maybe they woke up in the middle of the night and they're like, that's it. I don't want to be in debt anymore. Go ahead and write that one down. But then I want you to sit with the energy and say, and when I'm not in debt anymore, then I can whatever, right? And let your mind show you the picture of the big ranch house, or maybe it's a small cozy place in another city abroad. You know, just have your imagination help you change it to a positive, because we're going to want, obviously, to ground a positive experience for you, not a negative experience. Plus, you probably have a nice story about debt and you don't want to keep replaying that story. So we want it to be positive. And, you know, this question then leads us to, well, how will we know that we have what we say we want? This is why I want your imagination to run with it, because you'll start seeing images, or you'll start picking up on memories of a time when you felt the way that you think being out of debt will make you feel. And this is perfect. So then the next question is how you will know you will have it. And you'll ask yourself things if you get stuck on this one, like, what will I see? What will I hear? What will, you know, where will I live? What will my environment look like? You can ask yourself things like that, so that, you know, even if it's just the color purple comes to you, or, you know, the vibration of yellow, write that down too, because everything the subconscious gives us is important. And sometimes it can only give us the colors until we spend more time with it. And what I like about doing this piece, and what I want to offer you to do in addition to this piece, is notice what you will hear by simply sitting in what maybe the color was, or the image, or the memory, and see if you can get guidance. So this is where your intuition comes in. So I hear things outside of me, and then depending on what it is, I will hear things internally. And everybody has different ways that they hear either people they're connected to on the other side, or what they consider their guidance, or themselves, their higher selves. But we all kind of have these different ways that we hear things. So I have three different ways that I can hear things. Two of them are primarily internal, and then one is external. And, you know, that's basically just the environment, though, or synchronicities in the environment, like seeing butterflies or numbers or things like that. So that's the piece that I want you to also focus on, too, that sometimes we forget, is getting our intuitive guidance. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go through the rest of our process and talk a little bit more about giving your goals an energetic boost. Stay tuned.
Thank you. What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're on the Janice Underwood Show, and I'm Janice Underwood, and we're talking about giving your goals an energetic boost. It is almost time for that new year's of ours to come in and greet us, isn't it? So we're getting ready by spending some time with the ideas and the inspiration you're getting for some of those goals you want to see in your life next year. All right, we were just talking about building an energetic picture of your goal by making sure that you incorporate not only the energy of the inspiration into your body, but also by spending time in your imagination or in your guidance, however you experience that, with the vibration and also with what you might hear. A lot of people that tend to gravitate towards me are very auditory. So I make sure that I bring that piece in because that just tends to be my audience. So remember that it's auditory internal, your guides, your guidance, your intuition, and also external in your environment. Those can be signs like numbers, butterflies, people coming up to you and saying things. So always be aware of that, especially after you've spent time with this energy. It's interesting because when you do, all you have to really do is the first step on this handout, like the one that we just did, and answer those first two questions. And immediately, you know, okay, I say immediately, it won't be like the next minute, but you will start seeing information about it. And sometimes you won't see anything and you'll start feeling like, huh, yeah, I don't think this is my idea. This is why we want to build in some time to spend time with our inspirations, because then you can move on to something that's going to be more fulfilling for you. So don't try to force something. Never try to force the energy, because that's not going to serve you well. All right. And then, you know, the rest of the process is about just moving down into our body and into the experience of the goal that you want to have. So you're going to use the first two questions that we went through, you know, what do you want and how will you know you have it? And you're going to start building out a picture of it a little bit more. I say you don't even have to sit down and do this process in one hour. I say, you know, you have this, you have access to the show, so you can listen to it again and you can pick up wherever you left off. And I would recommend that you go ahead and take a break from it and come back to exercise 3 and decide what else needs to go into your picture. Because as you spend time with the energy will actually give you more information. So the third part of this is really about just building up more and more. And then we're going to affirm it. So when you have decided that you have enough information to make a decision, so you've decided to make a decision, pretty cool, huh? Okay. Then what you can say is, I'm ready. I'm ready to affirm that me as a physical being, as a soul in form, I want to be one of the guides to this inspiration. I want to guide it into form, and I want to be in relationship with it. I'm going to take care of it. So the next exercise in this process is about affirming the vibration. And you can do this if you already have a practice. Use your own practice. I like to still build altars and even just light a candle or burn some incense and just sit and very, very mindfully say, okay, this radio show is here. I affirm that I can, you know, I want to do this. I know that I'll have all the resources I need to. And there are some tips on your handout that will tell you about how to create the vibration affirmation. We're not going to go into that right now. But there's a key piece to this that I want to make sure that you get while we still have some time. And I call it asking. So we do the affirmation, which says yes. And sometimes what we forget, remember that throat center? Well, now you should have the energy grounded throughout all of your body, and it should be easier for your throat center to work. If it doesn't work, if you still have a hard time asking, there might be some more time you want to spend in the energy of your idea. That's a little tip. And I can tell when my clients are aligned or not, because if they can't speak it out, or if they have a hard time asking for some help, that's usually a good sign that we need to go back and look at the energy, maybe clear out some old energetic patterns that are preventing them from moving forward. So the asking is, I like to do it just simply like this. Okay, energy, I'm here. I'm going to be one of the stewards of this idea. And I'm asking to see indications of this vibration in my environment. I'd like to see these indications of the vibration in this way. Now, I am more of a homesteading, grounding type energy, so I want to see it in my environment. I want to see, you know, a feather on the ground. I want to see lots of feathers, you know, saying, yay, let's do it. Or I want to see numbers, or I want to hear it like from someone else in a body down here. So you can ask however you want to see this. And as long as you have that set up. So for example, you don't want to ask something that you've never seen before. Everybody has their own intuition and their own way of playing in the environment and seeing signs. So that's one of the first things I talk to my clients about is how do you do intuition? what do you see out in your world? What do you like to see? What tells you you're on track? Because we always want to set ourselves up for success. We don't want to try to do intuition like someone else. Because the way I do intuition is not the way you do intuition. And, you know, it took me a few years to really get this honed in where I can ask for an indication of the vibration, and I want to see it in numbers. Hey guys, I feel like numbers today or this week. And you can set it up that way. There's a really cool book, Conversations with the Universe. It was one of the first books I picked up many, many years ago. It's a really neat way to get you to understand how you can set up this intuition that you can get through your environment. So I'll go back and put it either on the Real Life Real Changes website where you get the energetic boost handout, or I'll put it on the show notes, because I think that one might be a good book, even if you've read it, to revisit, because it talks about how you can get signs outside of yourself. All right, and that would be the process. And then the end of the process is part of our general life creator system, which is we're just affirming in a bigger way that we understand who we are. And it goes like this: I am love, I am energy, I am a creator. Woohoo, right? All right, let me remind you that we have the Creator Wisdom Nuggets. Those are a once a week message that I'm going to be giving on YouTube at the Real Life Real Changes channel. And that is going to be done from a brand new 52 card deck that was created. A lot of fun, actually. And also, if you need any more information, you can go to janiceunderwood.com. Remember to get your handout. I will leave that up there through, probably as long as I can. And here's something else I want to tell you. Hey, next show, we're going to have Dr. Pat Bazzilli with us. And she is going to be talking to us about harnessing creativity. She's one of the best examples I know. You know, Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. She's awesome. She's one of the best examples I have seen of someone who can be with inspiration energy and ground it. And so I'm really excited that she'll be joining me for the New Year's Day show. So definitely put that on your calendar to at least listen to after the fact, because I know she's going to have a lot of good wisdom nuggets for us. Well, thank you all so much for joining me. And it's been just such a pleasure to have you all here. You can listen to the Janice Underwood Show every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 p.m. Eastern. And you all have a great week. Have fun creating. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.